Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from Venice 75th, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema with the Swedish representative of this year's project. Welcome, Elijah.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell our listeners more about this project and what you usually do during your days, because you are here not only to attend workshops for your education and for your background in cinema, but also to be part of a jury, isn't it?
Yeah, we are primarily here for two reasons. We are the jury for the Giornate degli Autori, and so we go to the screenings of all the movies, and we have jury meetings where we discuss the films. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we have, like you said, workshops and panels. But we're also the ambassadors for the Lux Film Prize. So we have seen the three movies that are in the Lux Film Prize this year. And when we go back to our countries, we will be the ambassadors during the Lux Film Days and host the screenings in our respective countries.
Ah, okay, great, great. That's interesting. I think it's a good job to do. And how did you get to know about this project?
Somebody sent me a link to the application and said, this seems like it would suit you. And they were absolutely right. So I wrote an application and I made a video. And a cinema in Sweden decided to send my application forward. And then somebody here in Venice picked me as the Swedish representative.
Yeah. Yeah. So a very broad question maybe, but what does cinema mean to you?
That was actually the topic of our videos.
Oh, great.
We had to make introductory videos that started with cinema for me is. And I chose to cut after saying that and only show visuals. So I didn't actually write an answer. I just cut to different takes of people kissing, people crying, people walking around, throwing things. Because cinema for me is, well, cinema for me is making cinema, because I'm a filmmaker, and so it felt like if I'm gonna say what cinema is, I'm gonna make a short film.
Yeah, probably, yes. But do you have any favorite director or someone who, for I don't know, for which you follow the footprints or you take the inspiration from?
A big favorite of mine is Gaspar Noé. Mm-hmm. Because I'm very, very into feel bad movies, and I think he does spectacularly awful in the best way feel bad movies that really make you feel bad, but also that they have a lot of philosophical questions in them, and I really appreciate his work with color and camera movement also.
Okay, and what do you like about cinema in your country? I mean, are there any positive aspects or something that you would change?
Mostly there are things I would change. Mm-hmm. Sweden is quite a small country, so we have quite a small industry, which means that everybody knows everybody, and all projects that get released almost mm-hmm. are funded by the Swedish Film Institute, which means that the people that have friends there get their movies funded, and if you're a nobody, you don't. And I think that's a shame. It's too much everyone knows everyone. But I guess that's what happened when it's small. Something I like, though, is that there is lately a big focus on representation and on telling like stories that haven't been heard before. Mm-hmm. So it feels like that could be an entrance to actually let younger filmmakers in.
Yeah, probably yes, and I hope so. Finally, I'm curious to know where does the passion for cinema come from? I mean, what fascinated you about cinema?
I think it's kind of in my blood. My dad is very passionate about cinema, so he raised me watching all these movies. You know, I remember one
Since
summer.
Since you were a child, basically.
Yeah, one summer we had a Hitchcock summer and we watched a Hitchcock movie like every other day. And like, so I grew up, you know, very much like with cinema all around me. So I can't really remember when I started loving cinema, because it's always been there. But I think what's most fascinating about it is that it holds so many different art forms in one. It's so collaborative. Mm-hmm. There's music, there's photography, there's writing, there's acting, there's everything. And I think in a sense, to me, cinema is like the ultimate art form, because it takes almost every other art form and mixes it together. And I think that's very powerful.
And finally, how do you think, if you think so, that cinema can help in everyday life? I mean, In overcoming maybe difficulties or in showing something that we don't see basically in our reality?
I think it's very useful with movies that tell stories that are maybe less known, talk about people that are more invisible in society, because for one, other people like them can feel represented, can feel seen, and can feel like, oh, people like me exist. And I think that is very helpful for just everybody's general well-being to see themselves represented, but also to show those kinds of stories to people who don't relate and don't know what that is like, to create more awareness, create more understanding, and generally just create more empathy in the world. I think cinema is an amazing tool to instill empathy in people, because you are put in a situation where you are seeing things from a perspective that you don't do in your everyday life.
Okay, to end the interview, and now it's the true ending, I'd like you to summarize your Venice experience in few words, but in your own language this time. In Swedish.
Okej, Venedig har varit fantastiskt spännande och mycket, mycket lärorikt. Men lite för varmt.
Okej, thank you so much Elijah. This was a very interesting interview. And we were here for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.